Time now for sports with Anthony Verasso.
The 2022 Barnes County Boys Basketball Tournament resumed yesterday in Valley City. In the first game, Windermere Lidgewood just getting by Barnes County North 59-57. The second game saw Sargent County take care of Maple River 61-42. Game 3 was one of the more thrilling victories of the tournament as Lemoore barely picks up the 55-54 win over Dunseith. Lemoore with two free throws with 12.3 seconds left to go ahead for good. And in the late game, Enderlin defeats Hillsborough Central Valley 65-43. The tournament will not resume today due to the bad weather, and teams will have the option to reschedule the games at their home sites later this season. In the NFL, another head coach being fired yesterday as the Houston Texans part ways with head coach David Culley after just one season. Three straight days of NFL playoff football coming up starting tomorrow. In the first game, the Bengals host the Raiders. And the late game sees the Patriots heading into Buffalo to take on the Bills. Sunday, the Eagles are in Tampa Bay taking on the Buccaneers. Niners are in Dallas. And the Steelers are in Kansas City to battle the Chiefs. And then on Monday Night Football wildcard, it's the Cardinals in LA to take on the Rams. On the hardwood, Timberwolves fall to the Grizzlies 116-108 last night. Anthony Edwards with 30 points for Minnesota in the loss. Grizzlies have now won 11 straight. T-Wolves will be on the road again this Sunday when they take on the Golden State Warriors. Minnesota Wild get back on the ice tonight. They're going to be home to take on the Anaheim Ducks. Yesterday, Kirill Kaprizov and Cam Talbot both named to the NHL All-Star Game. That will be on Sunday, February 5th in Las Vegas. And here's a feel-good story for you on this Friday. University of North Dakota defenseman Jake Sanderson has been named to Team USA's Olympic hockey roster for the upcoming Winter Olympics. Sanderson was drafted 5th overall by the Ottawa Senators in the 2020 NHL Draft. For more news and sports anytime, check out our website, newsdakota.com.